Alhamdulillah, we'll begin the program of Quran Tafsir for the next 10 days. The first 10 days was Dr. Hussein Kimji. And now, inshallah, for the next 10 nights, I'll be there with you. And this year, I've decided to tackle Surah Ar-Rahman, a surah which many of us, in fact, enjoy listening to it because there's an ayat which is repeated again and again. And most of us, of course, we know it by heart. So inshallah, this year, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we'll try to complete, otherwise at least whatever we can, in the 10 night. The presentation will be only about half an hour, no? Especially today will be shorter because there is wafat today. Otherwise, half an hour from, you know, what, 7:45 to 8:15. But of course, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, time will change. You can just check the program. So today will be the first lecture, so let me just introduce that what we'll be covering today. Information about the surah, because this is the first time we are discussing this, we'll just have some information about regarding the surah. Hadith on the surah. What are the hadiths regarding on the surah, importance of the surah, when to recite, when you recite, what you should do, those hadiths. The meaning of Ar-Rahman, Surah Ar-Rahman, what is the meaning of Ar-Rahman? And also, Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us the Quran because He says, Ar-Rahman Allam al-Quran. So Allah has taught us the Quran, the aspect of teaching Quran, ta'aleem of Quran, and Shahr Ramadan in the Quran, because since this is the month of Ramadan, in which we recite Quran, we are doing this program of tafsir. As we are doing this program of tafsir, there are brothers and sisters who are still reciting Quran in the darsa, right? So the connection between Shahr Ramadan and the Quran, inshallah. So information about the surah. This surah is Makki. Now keep in mind, when we say a surah is Makki, it doesn't mean that it's revealed in Makkah. Although that's what it sees, it can be seen on the, you know, from the face of it. But anything which was revealed before Hijrah, when Prophet was in Makkah, is known as Makki. Anything was revealed after Hijrah is Madani. As you know, Prophet was, after Hijrah, moved to Medina. But during his time in Medina, he also went to Makkah, when Makkah was conquered, right, in 8th AH. And then again he went to Makkah for ziyarat, for Hajj. So he went to Makkah twice. If anything was revealed at that time in Makkah, would still be Madani. Are you with me? So Makki is everything before Hijrah, and Madani is everything which was revealed after his Hijrah. So this surah is Makki. But Allah Matabatabai Marhum says, for you to know a surah as Makki or Madani, just look at the context of the surah. What does the surah talk about? And as inshallah, as we will discuss this surah, as we explore this surah, you'll see that the theme of this surah is Makki. That means it talks more about the belief. In Makki, because remember, when the Prophet started his mission, at that time, the biggest challenge for him was to explain the belief system. Because there were people who did not believe in one God. The people who did not believe at all in the life after death, right? So those questions about Tawheed, about Prophet himself, and about what Ma'ad, that means Qiyamah. These three concepts, which are the belief, right? People used to challenge again and again. And these concepts, these themes are covered in Makki surahs. So you'll see, inshallah, as we explore this surah, that many of these themes are covered in the surah. So surah is Makki. Altogether, there are 78 verses. Now, whenever we say, for example, a surah has 78 verses or 50 verses, for example, so Yasin has 83 verses, right? So Rahman has 78 verses. Al-Baqarah has 286 verses. Al-Imran has 200 verses, right? When we say this thing, this is in addition to Bismillah. Because with the standard practice is that Bismillah is first ayat in only Surah Al-Fatiha. If you take Surah Al-Fatiha, if you open any Quran, you'll find Bismillah Rahman, after that there is number one. That means Bismillah is considered as first ayat. After that, if the Bismillah appears before second surah, third surah, it just appears there, but it's not counted as first ayat. Although as far as we are concerned, the Shias, Madhab Ja'fari, that every Bismillah is part and parcel of the surah except surah number 9. And if you recite any of these surahs in namaz, you must recite also Bismillah. You cannot drop it. Unlike, for example, with Ahl Sunnah, there are three schools of thought. There are those who believe that Bismillah is part of Quran, part of surah they recite. There are those who believe that no, Bismillah is not part of the surah. And there are those who recite Bismillah, but slowly, not with the race. With the Shias, we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Before every surah in namaz, not only that, even if the namaz is Zuhr and Asr, wherein we recite the surahs not with the loud voice, right? Not the raised voice. These namaz are known as ikhfatiya. Even then, Bismillah will be said with the raised voice, right? So Bismillah is part and parcel. That's why we say 78 verses in addition to Bismillah. If you take Bismillah as the first verse, it will be 79 verses. So keep that in mind. It takes its name from the Rahman. The first verse, Ar-Rahman, and that's how the surah is known as Rahman. The surahs have different kind of names, and depending some what the name is, what has made the surah take this name. For example, Surah Al-Baqarah, right? Al-Baqarah is known as Baqarah because there's a story of the cow there. But for example, sometimes surah takes the name from the first verse. Al-Falaq, for example. Kul a'udhu bi al-Falaq. An-Nas, kul a'udhu bi an-Nas, right? But for example, At-Tawheed. Now, At-Tawheed word doesn't appear in Surah Kul Ahad. But still the surah is known as Tawheed. Because the concept, the theme of that surah is Tawheed. It also is known as Ikhlas, right? So you can see the word Ikhlas and Tawheed do not appear in the Surah Al-Kul Ahad, but still they are named like that. So names of surahs appear there, have been named on account of different reasons. In this case, it has taken its name from the first verse, Ar-Rahman. Right? The verse, فَبِأَيِّ أَعْلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ, I'm sure all of you know because you have listened to this surah a number of times, and since this verse is repeated again and again, we know it by heart. And I wanted to ask you, but okay, the answer is already there. 31 times it appears. فَبِأَيِّ أَعْلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. This appears 31 times. Which of your Lord's bounties will you both deny? Now, who is this both? This both is jinn and the ins. Allah has said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says in Surah number 51, Az-Zariyat, that He has not created the jinn and the human being except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in this verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. رَبِّكُمَا, this is a dual form. So which of your Lord's bounties will you both deny? Here is the jinns and the ins. In other words, within these verses, Allah talks about so many of His ni'mat, of His bounties, right? Which are there surrounding us. And at every stage, Allah says, you look at this, look at your right, look at your left, just see, I know, ahead of you, just see behind of you, just see past you. You'll find the ni'mat of Allah are all over there, right? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the bounties of your Lord would you then deny? There is no way that we can escape. In other words, that is why, you know, when we say, why would you believe in Allah, although we don't see it, you know? In fact, we see Allah through His signs, right? We see the making of Allah, we see the signs of Allah all over. So it is, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا. Allah means the bounties of Allah. The surah before it is Al-Qamar, which is Surah number 54, and Surah after that is Al-Waqiyah 56. So Al-Qamar is 54, Al-Rahman is Surah 55, Al-Waqiyah is 56, right? This was revealed in response to an ayat. We'll discuss about that ayat. Ayat number 60 of Surah Furqan, whereby the mushrikeen said, who is Rahman? Because Prophet used to sometimes say, Ya Allah, sometimes Ya Rahman. So initially, the mushrikeen, the Meccans were confused. They thought Prophet has two gods. Sometimes he calls Ya Allah, sometimes he calls Ya Rahman, right? So in fact, ayat of Quran revealed that, you know, whether you call Him Allah or Rahman, these are all names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is especially ayat number 60, you'll find, whereby they said, Ma Rahman, who is Rahman, right? And in fact, in response to that, this surah was revealed. We'll come to it, inshallah, as we go. Some of the hadiths regarding this surah, right? Surah Rahman. The seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, has a hadith which is found in Wasail al-Shia. Wasail al-Shia is in 20 volumes. It contains altogether 38,000 hadiths. It is a very important book compiled by Hurr al-Amili. It is such an important book that every mujtahid, when he has to give a fatwa and when they go through the reports, this is the book they use. They take the hadith from this book and try to see if the hadith is, you know, reliable. And based on that, of course, they give us their opinion, right? So in the same book, there is a hadith, you said, there is a bride, you know, are used for everything, and that of the Quran is Surah Rahman. That means the best thing, the best part of the Quran is Surah Rahman, you can see. So it is known as the bride of the Quran. I'm glad that nowadays there is some change in the community. There was a time when I came here earlier in 2008, I would attend the wedding ceremonies, they would recite Surah Yasin. So I said, Subhanallah, when somebody dies, they recite Surah Yasin. When there is wedding, they recite Surah Yasin. You know, there are no other surahs to be recited. Alhamdulillah, now we are matured. I see that now during the wedding, they recite Surah Rahman, Surah Dahar, Surah Insan. Although there is nothing wrong to recite Surah Yasin, don't take me wrong. But you know, we recite Surah Yasin when somebody is dead, right? When somebody is dying or somebody is dead. Now it's wedding, why don't recite something else? So at least you can see that Surah Rahman actually is the bride of the Quran. No? So it's nothing wrong to recite Surah Rahman. Even the Sunnis, they also believe, they were similar hadiths. For example, in the book I found this hadith, for everything there is a bride. And the bride of the Quran is Surah Rahman. So it's almost similar, you can see. So both the school of thought believe, although they say in this the source which I use, they say this is unauthenticated. No, it's not authentic as far as they're concerned, but it's popular hadith. But we have this hadith from the seventh Imam, and which are taken from a commentary, enlightening commentary. We'll discuss about it later, inshallah. There's an interesting hadith, because this surah we recite, and I know some of you recite on Fridays. Sheikh Abbas Qumi rahmatullah alayhi mentions in Mafatihul Junoon some of the amal to be done on Friday. Some of the surahs to be recited. One of them is Surah Al-Rahman. Surah Al-Kahf also is another surah. So Surah Al-Rahman is to be recited on Friday. But there is a hadith from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, whereby, in fact, Imam says, Yajib an yakra rajul Surah Al-Rahman yawm al-jumu'ah. Now, it is advisable, you know, that a person should recite Surah Al-Rahman on Friday, on al-jumu'ah. فَكُلَّمَا كَرَأَ فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ قَالَ لَا شَيْءٍ مِّنْ عَلَائِكَ يَا رَبِّ يُكَذِّبْ. You see what Imam says? That every time you come across this ayat, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, you pause there. And then you say, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عَلَائِكَ يَا رَبِّ يُكَذِّبْ. Right? There is nothing from your bounties, O my Lord, do I deny. Do you see? This is known as tafa'ul. That means you are interacting with the Quran. When Quran is recited, Allah is talking to us. So when Allah says, which of the bounties of mine would you deny? We as the believers, we would say, no, Allah, I do not deny any of your bounties. Right? So he says, although you're reciting Quran, within the Quran you will pause, because there are 31 times. Starts with ayat number 13, right? Once you say, Fabi ayyi ala rabbika tukaziban, you pause there and say, La bi sha'in min alaika, ya rabbi ukazib. No, there is nothing, no, from your bounties, O my Lord, do I deny. In other words, I'm not of those who deny of your bounties. I see your bounties, I see your ni'mat, I see all the blessings, and I do not deny about it. So this is known as tafa'ul bil Quran. That means you are actually, no, interacting with the Quran. Quran, Allah is talking to you through Quran, and you are responding to Allah. No, so this is one way. Of course, other way of tafa'ul is, for example, we are told that whenever you find the ayat of Jahannam being discussed in the Quran, or whenever Allah discusses about the punishment in Quran, then pause for a moment and interact by having that kind of awe and fear that I hope that I am not the one who will be put into Jahannam. I hope that I will not taste that no punishment. So that is known as tafa'ul. Or for example, when Allah talks about Jannat, or when Allah gives Basharat, glad tidings about all the ni'mat of Jannat, at that time, as a believer, you pray that hopefully I will get this ni'mat. No? So this is known as tafa'ul bil Quran. That means you interact with the Quran. But this is the best way. If a person does this thing every Friday, then you form the habit of interacting with the Quran. Because keep in mind, whenever Quran is recited, Allah is talking to you. Allah is talking to us through Quran. So we also are supposed to respond to it. And that is why, for example, you know, usually we know when two people are talking, if you would like to just say something between, you know, interrupt them, what do? You say, excuse me, right? You will not say in between. Even if you find a child interrupting, you immediately say to the child, that's not good clerk, right? In the same way, when Quran is being recited, we are supposed to listen to it because Allah is talking to us. It is completely wrong practice that Quran is being recited. For example, sometimes you are driving with your friend and you are talking and Quran is also on. You can't do that. Either tell them that let's put off the Quran and we discuss in the car whatever you want to do, talk, or when the Quran is recited, we don't say anything between. We cannot interrupt because Allah is talking to us. And this is the command of Quran. Allah himself says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When Quran is being recited, then listen to it. وَأَنْصِتُوا, and be attentive. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that the mercy of Lord of Allah will be with you. Do you see? This is ayat number 204, surah number 7. I think many of you have phone on your Quran on your phones. You can check it. No, so ayat number 204, surah number 7. Keep in mind. So this is the best way. And then Imam says another hadith. Wa anhu, right? He says the same book. Wa anhu. Man kara surah Rahman laylan yakulu inda kulli fa bi ayya rabbika tukadziban bishayin min al la min bishayin min alayka rabbika tukadzib وَقَدَ اللَّهُ بِي مَلَكًا إِنْ كَرَعَ فِي أَوَّلْ لَيْلِ يَحْفَظَهُ حَتَّى يَسْبَهُ وَإِنْ كَرَعَ هِنَا يَسْبَهُ هِنَا يَسْبَهُ وَقَدَ اللَّهُ بِي مَلَكًا يَحْفَظَهُ حَتَّى يَمْسَهُ. Imam says, if anybody recites this surah, and every time when he recites or she recites, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاتِ بَكَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ, and if he or she says, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عَلَيْكَ رَبِّي يُكَذِّبُ, there is nothing of your bounties do I deny, Allah is going to appoint an angel. If you recite this at the first part of the night, the angel, Allah is going to appoint the angel which will be responsible for your safety till morning. And if you recite this surah in the morning and also interact the way we have said here, then Allah is going to appoint an angel to ensure your safety. So this is interesting, especially, for example, of course, this should be done all the time. But sometimes if you have fear, let's say we are traveling and sometimes we have fear that something may happen, then this is one of the things we can use. We can recite this surah, and at every stage, when come, we can say, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عَلَيْكَ رَبِّي أُكَذِّبُ, there is nothing of your bounties, O my Lord, do I deny. And that will ensure your safety, inshallah. So this far, as far as the hadith are concerned, this is what, now we come to the surah itself, right? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحمن علم القرآن. Today we'll just tackle only first one or two ayat because we have today Wafat Majlis, so we would like to end earlier. As we said, بسم الله الرحمن is part of the surah, but as you can see here, I did not put number one after that. Do you see? And this is the standard practice. And because this is the practice, even the Qurans which are printed in the Shia countries, for example, in Bahrain or in Iran or Pakistan or, for example, Iraq, you know, even when the Quran are printed there, they would still not put number one after Bismillah because they don't want to have a separate Quran. We want to have uniformity. Are you with me? It's very important just to keep the uniformity. Although the Sunnis don't count as first ayat, but we count it as part of the ayat, but we don't number it as one. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. The all beneficent has taught the Quran, right? Allam al-Quran. Now let us come to the word Ar-Rahman, right? What is the meaning of Ar-Rahman? It is derived from the word Rahma. Rahma with ta marbuta means mercy, right? Rahma. Ar-Rahman is a paradigm that means on a scale which is used for magnification and exaggeration. So it is not only mercy, but a lot of mercy, you know? For example, I want to say there is a lot of mercy than Rahman. No. So Allah is not only merciful, but all merciful. No. And how? That means it relates to the all-encompassing mercy that is bestowed upon the believers and non-believers alike. The best example is, for example, when the rain falls, right? It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't only fall on the believers. Everybody, even somebody who says, I don't believe in God. Even somebody, when the rain is falling out, if he goes out and says, I declare that I'm an atheist, no, I don't believe in God, even then Allah would not stop his rain on him. Why? Because of this quality of Allah, His Rahman, His mercy is all-encompassing and which it bestows upon all believers and non-believers. There is no discrimination. This is. But Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman, Rahim is that kind of mercy which is limited, which is only meant for the believers in the hereafter, right? But this discussion on its own here, we just discussed about Rahman, right? And for example, Allah says, and that is why ar-Rahman is the name which is only given to Allah, you know, ar-Rahman. For example, Allah said, ar-Rahmanu al-Arshi istawa. The beneficent God is firm in power, right? Or in another verse, Allah says, kul man kana fi dalalati falyamdul lahu ar-Rahman madda, right? Just say, O Prophet, as for him who remains in error, the beneficent will surely prolong his length of days, right? So Allah, you can see, is mentioned here as Rahman in both these verses. And this word comes again and again. We will inshallah discuss as we... Divine verse, mercy is everywhere, subhanallah. Today, I don't think we'll go to second verse. We'll just discuss about Rahman because I can see I only have 6 minutes remaining, right? We know that Allah is mercy. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Or for example, in Surah Al-Hamd, Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, right? Besides that, this surah also begins ar-Rahman. The Messenger of Allah also is mercy upon the entire universe. The Holy Quran was also sent as a healing and mercy, right? Look at these verses. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as a mercy unto the universe. Rasulullah was mercy unto the universe. And this verse is quite interesting because we can understand when Allah says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that Allah is the Lord of the Alameen. But Rasulullah is Rahmah. No, Arsalna is Rahmatun lil Alameen. So you can imagine how vast is Prophet's prophethood, right? This is very important. I often say that brothers and sisters and those who are listening online, that this Quran, which we have, keep copies of Quran with you, the English translation, and gift it to non-Muslims. Because there are messages for all humanity, right? You can see he is a mercy unto the universe. And look at his life, that how he was merciful for all. Now, and then as far as Quran is concerned, Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, right? That we have actually sent with this Quran, what is a shifa, a cure, right? Shifa and rahmatun lil mu'mineen. So Quran is both a cure and also mercy. Cure, of course, here can be both the physical cure, but also spiritual cure, right? Both. People have tried both the way. There are people who have said that we have also physically been cured on account of some verses of Quran and some recitation, but of course, spiritual cure for sure. No, cure against nifaq, hypocrisy. Cure against no disbelief, right? Cure against all the disease which are there in the heart. This Quran is there. So you can see, Quran is Rahmah, Rasulullah is Rahmah, Allah is Rahman. Do you see? And this in this month, which is also full of mercy. The Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he actually said, right, at the beginning of this month, أَيُّ النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. A month has come to you, approached you, O people. And again, you can see Prophet says, Ya ayyun nas, O people, you can see. A month has approached to you, which has come with blessings, barakah, rahmah, mercy, and also forgiveness, right? Maghfirah. In another hadith, we are told, Huwa shahrun awwalahu rahmatun, wa usatahu maghfiratun, wa akhirhu al-ijabah, This is a month, the first part of which is mercy, the middle part of which is forgiveness, maghfirah, wa akhir al-ijaba, wa al-itkul nar. And the last part is responding, being answered to our du'as and everything, and also being freed from Jahannam. So, in mashallah, you can see that this is the month, right? Allah is Rahman, Prophet is Rahmatul Alameen, Quran is Rahmatun lil Mu'mineen, right? And the month also is full of mercy. Mu'mineen, every time when we say in the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik, O Allah, I beseech from you the causes of your mercy. This is we are just now. You can see we are in the season of mercy. We are reading the Quran, which is full of mercy, right? This is the month which is full of mercy. Allah Himself in mercy, Prophet or Prophet, right, who has brought this message to us, is full of mercy. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to benefit from this mercy in this holy month Ramadan. Ya Allah, as we keep the fast, as we read the Quran, as we recite munajat and dua and istighfar, and as we recite about namaz, as we give a charity and perform all good deeds, Ya Allah, you accept them through your mercy. Wa salli ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Rahimullahu man kara al-Fatih.